Mr. Speaker, may I seek your permission to answer together questions 26 and 27 filed by Mr. Jackson Lam and Mr. Gabriel Lam on today's order paper?
Please go ahead.
My reply will also cover questions for written answer filed by Ms. Valerie Lee and Ms. Diana Pang for today's sitting. Megan Kong's case was a tragedy. Minister Desmond has earlier set out the government's view on it. In 2020, after Megan's death was uncovered, the police reviewed their handling of the case. There were two rounds of police reports filed. The first report was made in January 2020 by Megan's grandmother. Further police reports were made in July 2020 by Megan's grandmother and father. The investigation officer, the IO, who dealt with the first police report, and her supervisor failed to follow police procedures to escalate the case to the regular case review sessions for monitoring and guidance. The IO had assessed this as a case of child discipline with low safety concerns based on the information that she was presented with at that time. Following the report, the IO attempted to contact Megan's mother over the next 2 weeks, but could not reach her. She did not follow up beyond that because she was then redeployed for COVID-19 related duties. Despite this, the case would normally have been followed up if the IO and her supervisor had escalated the case to the regular case review sessions in the first place. The subsequent police reports concerning Megan were referred to the regular case review sessions, and this eventually led to the discovery of Megan's death and the arrest of the perpetrators. Police commenced internal investigations once the case came to light in 2020 and disciplined both the IO and her supervisor. The IO resigned subsequently. The review panel has corroborated these findings. For missing person reports, the police have established procedures to guide the follow-up. Specifically, the police accord priority to missing vulnerable persons as they may be at higher risk, regardless of the duration they have been missing, and this includes young children. Cases of missing vulnerable persons are escalated to the regular case review sessions with supervisors for monitoring and guidance. It is standard procedure for the police to work with other government agencies to locate missing persons, including sharing the data of the missing persons. Where necessary, the police may also issue appeals for information to seek the public's assistance. The police do not track the duration taken to close a case. There are many factors that can affect the length of an investigation. This includes the wide range of offences with varying complexities, as well as the need to work with different partners as part of the investigation process. There are internal controls in place to ensure that cases are followed up promptly. These include a daily case review process for supervisors to provide guidance to the cases and multiple levels of supervision and regular checks throughout the investigation. But the police have also continued to strengthen these processes and systems. In particular, the police have made several enhancements. In 2020, they introduced the Family Violence Training Package for all frontline and investigation officers to adopt a sensitive approach to family violence cases, including child abuse cases, and to recognise and escalate and work high-risk cases together with the Ministry of Social and Family Development. In 2023, the police formed Family Violence Teams, or FVTs, at all land divisions to give focus to family violence cases, including child abuse cases. Specialised training is provided to FVT officers to equip them with the knowledge and skill sets to handle these cases, such as how to engage the victims sensitively, as well as how to work closely and more integrated with other agencies. In particular, when the police come across a case of suspected child abuse, or when MSF receives an urgent report on high-risk cases through their National Anti-Violence and Sexual Harassment Helpline, the police will work with MSF Protective Services for safety planning and social intervention for the family and child. This may include the activation of MSF's Domestic Violence Emergency Response Team, or DVERT, a round-the-clock service launched in 2023 to provide immediate help to high-risk domestic violence cases with immediate safety concerns. DVERT officers will respond on-site to conduct a professional assessment and make urgent arrangements for the victims to be relocated or placed in alternative care for their safety if necessary. DVERT officers are also empowered under the Women's Charter to issue emergency orders, or EOs, at the scene and to provide immediate safety for the victim. To strengthen IO's efficiency and supervisory capabilities, the police have also harnessed technology for the review of cases. They have implemented technological solutions to trigger automatic notifications to IOs and their supervisors to complete time-sensitive investigations promptly. Our frontline police officers bear a heavy responsibility to protect lives. They take this responsibility seriously and perform their duties with commitment and professionalism. The demands on our police officers continue to increase. They often have to make difficult judgment calls every day in the course of their duties. When under pressure, mistakes can happen. In this case, the lapse arose because two officers who were under pressure did not follow the established operating procedure. It was a serious breach, and it resulted in a tragic outcome. The police will learn from this and reinforce procedures and training for its officers.